I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the fine 1-0 home victory against Kidderminster. Left it late, but what a strike from Adam Boyce to win the 3 points there, Mark.
Yeah, great header from Boyce, you know, quality on the cross as well from Tully. Great ball, picked him out. And yeah, he's missed a few chances last couple of games, Boyce, but, you know, when it counted, he's there for us and pops it in. Great goal for a striker, that score the winner late on in a 1-0 win. And I felt just about overall we probably shared it and just about deserved it.
It was It was getting quite stretched late on in that game. Did you feel that we might actually have conceded a goal, because it was real end to end stuff?
It almost became like a bit of a basketball game. You know, both teams really wanted to win it. Both teams playing with two up front. We just got a little bit ragged at times, a little bit sloppy in our possession, just allowed them to break on us. But I think overall, you know, the chances that were created in the game, I thought we had by far the best ones, and you know, like I said, just about deserved to win it.
Two home games, two wins, two clean sheets. Not a bad start, is it, to Vanarama National at Nethermoor, is it?
No, you know, I think we probably looked at this first week, the three games in this first week, and we're coming up against sides that are more than likely, or we're told, are more than likely going to be, you know, in the bottom half of the table. So I think it was important that we got some points on the board. I think today the clean sheet is a good one. I think this time last year, maybe the year before, that might be a game that we draw, maybe even lose. I think the experience that we got back there in Atkinson and Lockwood has made a big difference to us, and that provides us with a great platform that we can, you know, put in a performance like that, which was not fluent. You know, we weren't free flowing. We didn't play too much football. It was difficult on the pitch today because it was so dry, and you know, the wind had really dried out and it was sticky. Had that game been played this time yesterday, I think it'd have been a completely different game with the rain. But we did what we had to do to win, and that's really pleasing that the lads stayed solid, and when that chance came in the end, that we finally took one. And it's a really good, you know, couple of home games for us.
Obviously sticking by the same side in these opening three games, you're pleased with what you've seen. One change you made today that was different was Tom Craddock coming off with Liam Dickinson going on. Was that just tactical, or was there any problem with Craddock?
No, everyone that came off was okay. We just, you know, Dicko's made an impact when he came on. I think last week at Welling, you know, with his presence, he pushed Welling back, and without actually contributing anything specifically, other than he made a lot of space for people. And you know, that I know as a centre half, when a big lad comes on up front, you maybe take that little step back and you think, we've got to be wary of this, and other people can benefit from that. And you know, maybe he attracted a bit of attention to the back stick when Tully's crossed that ball in, which has allowed Boyce to nip in. But no, we've got a squad, and you know, we said to the players initially, you've got the shirt, the first 11 at Welling, you've got the shirts now, make sure you keep them. And they've gone about the business well. But when we needed to change a few things in the game today, we had the ability to bring on the, you know, the quality of Rothery and Tulson and Dickinson, and it makes a big difference to us. And you know, that has played a part in winning the game.
Back on the road now on Tuesday night, tough trip up to Barrow. Thoughts ahead of that?
Yeah, it'd be really difficult. I think I've been up there three times with Geisley and lost 1-0 every time. So yeah, it'll be obviously a difficult one. Gone full time, and obviously they've got some good players there, brought in some really good players over the summer as well. So we've got there with confidence. I think they've had a bit of a beating today, but lost a couple of men to red cards. It'll be a completely different game. But no, we can go with confidence and look to enjoy it. And you know, having those points on the board can just take that little bit of pressure off, and we can go up and enjoy it. And we've got the quality to go up there and get a result.
Thanks, Mark.